feel really good about the outcome. It's hard for BC to play two straight days like that. It's hard in this tournament. We've got to put that out of our mind because we get a chance to do it tomorrow. And it's an opportunity is the way we look at it. But I think that Hanlon is just so, so hard to guard. I think JP really did a nice job on him. Marcus had him some, Joel had him some, but he's a big-time player, and our goal was just try to make sure that he didn't shoot a great percentage. And I think 5 for 19, that happened, but Jimmy's really done a heck of a good job with this club to have that big losing streak and then turn everything around at the end and win 4 in a row is something that I'm sure the D.C. people like the end of that, but he's really a good coach. And again, you know, you look at it, Aaron Brown has 20 for them. Hanlon has 18. It's their two leading scorers, but again, we were trying to make sure they didn't shoot as good a percentage. They shoot 37 for the game. As a matter of fact, out of CWS 49-2, we ought to get all over Jay Cole if he hadn't missed that layup. 50% for the game. So, I thought Marcus was 17 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. JP, 4 assists, 0 turnovers, 9 rebounds. Bryce Early was a scoring thing for us. He didn't score as well. Second half, one stretch, we missed 3 layups out of 4 possessions, but the guys kept playing. They got it to 8, and they shoot a 3 from the corner, and it goes all the way in and comes out. That could have been a 5-point game, and instead we go down, and Joel Berry gets fouled and makes 2 free throws, and Marcus makes a good pass to Bryce, and we score again. So it was an 8, and then all of a sudden we scored again, and it was 14, so that was big moment for us right there, but we got 3 straight great shots during that time period there. Feel fortunate and happy to continue being here.
Questions, you're going to raise your hand. Let's get the handheld mic to you. Let us know who you are, who you're with. First question to our right.
Greg Barnes in South Carolina. Marcus, how close are you to 100% now?
I feel pretty good, honestly. Like I said, after the Georgia Tech game, that was the first game I had played without a lot of, without any pain. And then the Duke game was the same way, and this game I felt really good too. So I would say I'm very, very close to 100%. I can't really give you a number, but I would say above 90%. So I'm happy that I'm finally able to, you know, not worry so much about my foot, just worry about how I can help the team.
Back one.
Chris Moore with Carolina Blue Magazine. Marcus, kind of going off of that, when your foot's feeling closer to full health, what does it allow you to do a little bit differently? Like, can you be more aggressive? Or how's that kind of change how you play?
Yeah, I try to, you know, push. I do a better job pushing the ball and shooting from the floor, 2-pointers, you know. Today, I guess, yeah, I made some 2-pointers. Usually, you know, when I had my foot injury, I felt myself, you know, kind of floating around the perimeter and not being as aggressive and attacking. And also helps me defensively and in other categories where I can just be a little bit more athletic and not have to worry about it.
Back left.
Yeah, this is for Rory and JP. Coach, what did you say to Hanlon when you stopped for a minute after the game? And then JP, did you take this as a personal challenge against him coming into the game since he's the leading scorer in the ACC and a huge part of their team?
I didn't really take it as anything personal, but I knew if I did a good job defensively today, that it would help my team tremendously. So. I did go in with the mindset when I was guarding him, make it tough for him, make shots tough. We kind of let down, well, I let down, let him get to the rim a few times when I shouldn't have, but overall, I think we did a great job on him today.
I think you did a great job and blocked the jump shot from the baseline in the first half, and I think that always affects a guy because JP's quick enough and long enough that he can do those things. And what I said to him then was just a little personal thing about how good a year I think he's had.
Dan Collins, Winston-Salem Journal. Roy, a couple questions about Kennedy Meeks. What's your prognosis? What can you tell us about him? And also, Coach Smith used to say a team can rally around a loss of a player for a short term, a game or two. Mm-hmm. Long term, of course, it will hurt you.
Yeah.
Do you ascribe to that?
Yes, I do. I think that so many times, and since I've been coaching, especially when I was working with Coach Smith, I saw that kind of thing happen. But I'd love to give you some information, and I'll give you everything I have. We have no idea, guys. We have no idea. They're supposed to. The doctors may have known some because we took him back for some more lab work today, and they didn't know what the result was before the game. And during the game. I didn't ask them. But my guess is if we find out, Steve will even let everybody know. But I don't expect him to play. He hadn't practiced. He hadn't run up and down the court since the Duke game, not one single time. So I really don't expect him to play.
Back to the room.
David Glenn from the David Glenn Show at accsports.com. For Coach and JP, there are a lot of players and coaches in this league that have mentioned that JP can be one of the best defenders in this whole league. And yet, on your own film grade, he's usually not graded as the best defender on his team for the game. Is there any way to explain both of those things?
I'm one of those coaches that says JP could be the best defensive player in our league also. You know, it's two or three things. I mean, we're asking him to do a lot. He's got to get to the backboards. He's got to get to the offensive boards. I think he was sensational with Air Force today. He had a game against North Carolina State in Raleigh. It was as good a defensive game as I've ever had a player play against a very good player. I think he did a great job today. He did a fantastic job against BC up at BC, if I'm not mistaken. Jay, you were 5-0 assist error ratio at BC and 4-0 today. So we're asking him to do a lot of things. Now, defensively, you got to have a lot of discipline, and you got to be focused in the whole bit. And when JP puts his mind to it, he is really, really good. Sometimes his mind tends to waver, okay? But I'll let JP answer that. But I have tremendous confidence that he can really be a big-time, big-time defender, and it's shown that he can do that. But I think the little things... and again, I'd like to see what he says, but I think the little things, sometimes he lets that slide by thinking that he's going to block a guy's shot by jumping over the trombone in the band.
JP?
sometimes I do think things are easier than they look. So, for instance, I will sag off on a player trying to bait the pass to the wing, and sometimes I'll get it, but sometimes I won't, and those kind of things. Working on, cutting out, but at the same time, I know if I do get it, it can help our team out, so I take those chances. The bad grades come from that, overplaying, overrunning and stuff like that, but there's a lot of things that go through my mind defensively through a game, and, it's just about making the right decision.
Nice job. Back left. He's a riverboat gambler on the defensive end of the floor.
Coach Williams, JP, Marcus, for you guys. Just the game against Louisville, the first two this season have been thrilling finishes. What are you expecting tomorrow when you're looking forward to a third game?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to a third game because that means I'm not going back packing my junk up and going home. We have had two sensational games. They probably should have won the game at our place, and we probably should have won the game at their place, but it's two teams that really, really fight like crazy, and we came back from a big deficit at our place. They came back from a huge deficit at their place. I think it's two teams that like to compete. They really manhandled us at their place on the offensive backboards, and especially in the second half. So what kind of game I expect, I would expect it to be a hard-fought game, but I have no idea. You just wait till you get out there.
Marcus?
I mean, he pretty much nailed it when he talked about the performance at our place than their place. You don't see that very often, a team losing a big lead in two different ways, each team doing it. So I'm excited for the rematch just because not only is it a chance to go on to the semifinal, but, when you lose the way we did at Louisville, and that was the last one, so, that one's the one that resonates with me more. You want to have a chance to, erase that memory and play for 40 minutes of a full game. We got to do a great job on the backboards because, Coach said, Harold just does a great job of making it tough for teams by pounding the offensive glass. So it'll be fun. There'll be a lot of great players in the gym at one time, so it'll be exciting.
JP?
Piggybacking off what they said, this is possibly the last game we can play in this tournament, so why not give it your all? So we're going to look to, get on the offensive and defensive backboards, try to hit them first, come out with more energy than they can. Like Coach said, two teams that love to compete. Two great coaches that know how to coach, so it's going to come down to who wants it more. We got to be that team. I'm just looking forward to getting out there tomorrow.
To our right.
Coach, with Kennedy and Theo out, it seemed like you tinkered quite a bit with different lineups. What exactly are you trying to look for when you're doing that?
Looking for some guy to make a good play when he gets in there. You know, and I wanted to give Stillman a chance in the first half. I've been thinking about it because he's finally getting healthy. And, you know, we've been playing all year, and Stillman can make some shots. And I wanted to give him a chance in the first half and just get his feet wet in case we needed it down the line because we are thin. Guys with experience and, you know, without Kennedy and Theo and the other guys that we've already lost. So we'll probably try to give him another chance to again tomorrow. We gave him, put him with the first team yesterday during a time period during practice, and he did a nice job. So we'll probably try that again tomorrow too.
Take two more. First one to our left.
Roy, that's six straight double-figure games for Justin Jackson now. Obviously, the shots, especially the three-pointer, starting to go in for him a little more. How many more options does that give you offensively? I mean, how different does that make it for you as a coach? And also, Marcus, if there was a point that you saw where things kind of started to turn around for Justin a little bit in practice or in games?
Well, I think even today, the three he missed was right in front of our bench, and it looked like it was going in also. But I think he's getting to be a more confident player, and it when he's shooting the ball in from the three-point line, it opens up so many other things for Bryce, Isaiah, JP's drives, Marcus's drives, so does give us another scoring threat that can shoot a good percentage from the three-point line. And I can't tell you exactly any game. I think it's been a steady progression for him the entire season. And I'd like for him to run that streak about nine more games.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of letting the game come to him. He got great shots, great looks today. And it always helps, you know, especially as a freshman. Going through the grind of the ACC can be tough, and it helps to make your first shot or to get an easy first basket. You know, he got a good look from three today, and that kind of set him up. And he's been doing that a lot lately, being the benefactor of great ball movement and knocking down the open three, because then he can get his floater going, and he can get a put back on the offensive glass and try to get out in transition. He does a great job running the floor. When JP hit him ahead today in the pitch ahead, that's a great way for him to score. So he's just settling down, and, you know, we've always known he's been capable of this. It's good to see him put together a good stretch.
Last question to our left.
Yeah, Kip Coons from the Raleigh News and Observer. Roy, I don't know if you've seen the proposal out of the NABC about early entry yet for the NBA draft. The upshot is an invitation-only combine for undergraduates and a late May withdrawal date to get out of the draft. Your feelings, pro or con?
I'm trying to remember what I was told to say. I think there's going to be some information, more information released from it, but I've been very pleased to be part of the discussion, and I really wish I could remember what I said. We're not supposed to say anything until it's officially released, so I'm in a bad interview, Chip. I just can't tell you anything. I've been part of the discussion and very happy that we're working together.
Okay, thank you.
How'd that do?